Hello everyone, I'm Mark, the chief writer here at Meltopia, and I just wanted to remind you the Sleep-Wake Cycle is but one of a series of interconnected horror podcasts within the wide and weird world of Meltopia. For Easter eggs, crossover events, and additional lore, please check out our other series, The Shepherd of Wolves, Red Mother, Grimland, and The Damnation Machine. And be sure to check out our free content on our Patreon page for additional lore and stories. For even more Meltopia content, consider becoming a patron. Starting for as little as $2 a month, benefits range from additional art, update videos, early episode access, our mini-podcast series, October's Children, both written and full audio pieces, such as The Lost Library, Tales of Meltopia, and The Weird Book. You can also gain access to our found footage show, the Weird Tape series, and even our Patreon-exclusive, fully produced audio series, Devil's Clay. So, with all that said, I will leave you to the darkness.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you. The world is filled with so much possibility now. Especially for me. A little shadow poached from the blackest night. Return to the darkness. Released from the light. No more prison. No more waiting. A candy bar unwrapped. Sweets for the tasting. I have come home now to my family. Oh, so much family. We're all coming together, even while we're coming apart. The sharp twinges of growing pains. And speaking of pain, there I was, silent beneath the bed. The shadows lying nearby, like friends at a slumber party. While I listened to a scream eater scheme. How much longer will they be here?
The Mysterian said they'd be gone day after tomorrow, Master.
Right after the magic lantern ritual is completed, no doubt. Had I known earlier about the Shadowcaster, this Phaegon, I would have been more determined to learn of their activities. But they did well at hiding him, so very well. And the reclamation agents?
We still don't know much beyond what they look like. The spy we sent was, destroyed.
Destroyed?
Yes, Master. I'm so sorry, Master.
You rightly fear me. The pain I have been given to do with as I please. But you needn't worry. They already know of us. They ferreted out the soldier we'd converted. It's a question of just how much they know. Regardless, they will undoubtedly put a strong guard around the location of the ritual, which must certainly be Lucifer's oven. I will tell her that you and the others are ready to prove yourselves worthy, and that you will come to the pillory room bearing offerings of pain and wisdom. Once the pain eater was gone, there was a silence, a vacuum. The monster's shadow of endless screams, absconding with all the air. I listened to the man, Mr. Botch. Waited for him to recover from his master's presence. Finding a bit of spine to move again, he made phone calls to all the men who sought to appease the one who dwelt within the pillory room. The ones who would be sent to contend with the Esoterium on the night of the magic lantern ritual. Oh, it was Lars Garrison,
That was the last member of the group contacted.
The least of them,
I presumed.
And the one who I would visit next.
And so I was off again.
Hunting. The dreams under the city were raw and painful. The slightest touch conjuring screams.
Oh, boy. And while the screams were an inevitability in my own line of work, they were mostly parenthetical to my process of creating sweet, sweet dreams.
Still, they could be sweet as well.
Sonic sugar.
I enjoyed the sights as I strolled through the halls between the beds.
The sour shapes of men and women who'd acquired a taste for pain.
Those who would eat as they themselves had been eaten.
What a lovely little game was afoot in Blackledge.
Or was it Mercury?
And now, thanks to Isaiah, I got to play a little too.
Mr. Garrison's residence was smaller than Botch's, outlining the much smaller range of his influence and power. He was the one who could go missing. I was sure of it.
I could already hear him, his uncertainty at being a man who would be a monster.
I would lift his burden from him, free him,
show him a true monster. He would be relieved to know, with finality, that he was never cut out for the job to begin with. He was just made to be cut out.
Okay, come on. You can do this, Lars. This is what you've always wanted. I can do this. All right, I can do this.
No, Lars. You cannot.
Jesus, who's there? Come out, I have a gun.
Liar, liar. You don't have a gun, Lars. But you do have something I want.
Let me go.
I will. But first, I want to talk to you about the Scream Eater, the one who dwells in the pillory room.
What are you doing? Where are you taking me?
Let's see. Where would you keep it? Not there. Not here.
Bingo! A locked door.
I'm betting it's this one. Now, open it.
I can't.
I'm certain you keep the key on you. Now open it, you little fucker.
Okay. I'll open it.
it is. Your little tortuary. Not as big as the others, either. Gee, Lars, you really are low man on the pain pole, aren't you?
Who the hell are you? I mean, what the hell are you?
Why does everyone always ask me the same questions? Do you really think knowing any of that's gonna help you? But, all right, suit yourself. I'm Mr. Sugar, the Prince of Sweets. You see, when I killed the Night Christ, I figured I needed my own title. And who better to kill a prince than another prince? As for what I am, who knows? We all just make it up anyway, don't we? Now, I have a few questions. And then, after that...
No, you're not gonna do that. Please don't put me in there. Please!
Yupper! After we're done, I'm gonna feed you directly to Irony. To your very little tortuary, where the last screams you hear will be your own.
No!
Captain Gilstrix, the leader of the fire team not long out of Jericho, led us through one of the darkest and dankest hallways this side of New Vic, though it sported a much more industrial vibe. How many bodies had passed through here on their way to be cremated? Before we set out, I heard Gilstrix tell one of his men that he was taking the wreck agents down Cadaver Alley. There was nothing about Blackledge I didn't despise. Even after New Vic and Marrows, and finally the Bulge of Endless Night itself, I think I hated Blackledge the most. Sure, pound for pound, it likely packed less of a punch than the others, but what it lacked in sheer power, it made up for in utter cruelty. It seemed I was the only one who noticed, or at least the only one who was bothered by it. Isaiah and I hadn't argued before, but he seemed pretty well over the fact when I caught up with him later in the afternoon, talking about how the building was like a tomb when he'd gotten in after I'd left. It was his way, I think, to avoid conflict that didn't require him to kill something, a firewall between the most prominent aspects of his life. I complicated that simplicity.
This area is simply called The Hold, and this metal monster right here... ...is Lucifer's Oven, where all the corpses were burned after the darkness, and it's the center of our perimeter for tomorrow night's operation.
The machine was huge. A massive blackened maw of steel and soot, whose extents vanished into and beyond the wall. The entire area surrounding the thing was dead. No dreams of any kind. I stepped inside. The hollow silence granting my penchant for delusion an uncommon sway. It hadn't been a minute before I imagined my mother rising from the ashes, her bloody hospital gown streaked with the dust of the dead. Ugh, I pushed the emerging specter to the margins of my mind, focusing on the thing that had more than earned its moniker. Jesus, you could cremate an army in here.
They practically did, every single day.
I saw in the loadout that you guys have got some auto gunnery.
Yes, sir. Viper chain cannons, modified E-rounds for unnatural opposition. They should come in pretty handy, especially just outside the approach to the hold, unless you'd rather have them repositioned.
Look, Captain,
I read your file and you've got a model record. Short, but sterling. Now, me and Rosemary, we like to work on our own. So I'm leaving the defensive strategy for your team to you. Just make sure the final operations draft makes it to me by tomorrow afternoon, so we don't trip over each other down here in the dark.
Absolutely, sir.
Now, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to get the extended tour, top to bottom, all the nooks and crannies.
Right this way, sir.
At that moment, I couldn't have agreed more with Gand. This sort of thing was not in my wheelhouse. It felt like a dream, one that I was fairly familiar with. Where the dreamer finds themselves deeply involved in a process they have no expertise at. Usually it was something like, you're no writer, but you gotta have a novel written by the next day. Sure, I could handle myself in a fight, but military combat tactics were Greek to me. This was all Isaiah.
Thanks for your time, Captain. We'll be in touch before the festivities kick off.
Yes, sir.
You finally got your opportunity to boss everyone around, and then you go and hand everything over to someone else. You're an enigma, Agent Stroud.
Well, I've never been much of a commander, but I know when to delegate.
Look, I'm sorry about...
It's okay, Romy. I get it. I got an eyeful of the drone when it snuck in. The man, his pain. What was powering the whole contraption.
Then you'll help me?
Well, I'll probably get my 80th credentials pulled for this, among all the other things I might get pulled out of me. But if this is what you really want...
I don't have that much of a choice, Isaiah. You take it on faith that people are irredeemable. And honestly, I can see why you'd think that. But I take what I believe for true, because I've seen the evidence.
Look, my taking a dirt nap on account of my long-lost sister isn't really evidence.
I'm not talking about that. I walk through people's dreams, remember? I've seen how people act when the world isn't watching. Their profound sadness, their loss, their love for a child. It's real. Like it or not, people can be good. And sometimes to protect the best in people, you have to be prepared to do your worst.
Well, at least we can agree on that last point. But look, do me one favor, okay? Whatever we end up doing, let's just get to the other side of our mission before we start cooking on this.
Okay, that's fine. I'm still not even sure what to do yet. You have any ideas?
I got a few.
Agents, please get in. We have a man in a sealed-off wing of the hospital. He's, sick. Mysterian Gon told me to escort you to the location at once.
What can you tell us?
It's the soldier who was taken in. The one who was compromised by the things in the city. He's... I don't know how to explain it, sir.
Definitely sounds like something we specialize in.
We rolled up to a hospital that would have easily passed for one of Blackledge's luxury skyscrapers. The only thing that gave it away was the rod of Asclepius serving as the crowning spire of the thing. The streets around it were empty, the lobby equally so as we were rushed inside. Maybe Gand had it all wrong, and the soon-to-be Mercurians were committed nocturnalists. Didn't really matter to me, though. If everything worked out the way I'd planned, we'd be out of this burg day after next. What the hell?
This is Ames. I have the wreck agents. We just entered the building.
Good. Put them on.
This is Agent Isaiah Stroud. Go ahead.
Well, hello there, Agent Stroud. As you may have heard, we have a bit of a problem here. The kind you were brought on specifically to deal with.
Copy that, sir. What can you tell us?
We brought in a skin reader from the Silent Legion to see if we couldn't determine how the hostiles compromised one of our soldiers. Seems the process had an unintended side effect. Suffice to say, the skin reader is dead, and the soldier has changed. I need you to deal with it in whatever manner you see fit. Gand out.
You get all that?
Loud and clear.
Well, at least the shit is going down during the day. I should be able to slow down whatever it is. Ames, you stay here and hold down the lobby. All right, let's go.
You stay ahead of me. If you see anything, pop your power to slow it down. Then I'll follow up.
Sounds like a plan. Well, there goes the lights. New plan. Same as before, but I'm gonna need you and your eyes alongside me.
Gotcha. Good Christ. Look at them. It's like they stretched their mouths so wide to scream, they literally ripped apart their faces.
The door over there has been broken through. Looks like our guy went that away. Let me get some of this debris out of the way. All right, should be able to get through now. Get ready.
Ready when you are.
These little guys will have to do until I'm sure I could get a shot with the revolvers.
I'm not seeing...
Incoming!
Some kind of tentacle! Careful! It's coming through the wall again!
I'm going after it. Stay behind me. I initiated my power and could feel the otherworldly presence pressing against it, allowing me to pinpoint its location. From what little I could see without my sister's eyes, it was a massive red tentacle with all these thin, branching extrusions. That's when I put it together. It was a gigantic, thrashing nerve ending. If I didn't miss my guess, given what I already knew about the Scream Eaters, one touch from that thing and I'd be screaming soprano till my face cracked open. It was too late in life for me to take up singing. So I cranked the juice on my power, cold mists lifting from my skin, my eyes. The squirming nerve tentacle retreated into a dark corner. At first, I'd thought it'd gone through a hole in the wall, but when I saw the shivering naked figure of a man, I had realized it had gone inside of him.
God damn it, Isaiah, wait for me!
I'm right here. I got eyes on it. Or him.
Please. I'm so hungry.
Take it easy, fella. Maybe we can, I don't know, figure something out. Get you, fixed up.
What should we do with him?
There's only one thing we can do, Romy.
Please. Please let me hurt you. Please. I'm so hungry.
Okay. Just be quick. It's not his fault. Goddamned bastards.
No! No! Feed me!
The guy turned around and opened a mouth that ran the length of his whole fucking body. His tongue, that nerve tentacle, shooting across the room at us, wet and stinging. I cranked my power to 11, the extrusion's physics-defying presence buckling as it came. Romy's Balak took it out even as it withered like a dying worm. What came next was the easy part. I tanked the force of the shots, just in case there were people in the rooms behind the thing, but what was left over was more than enough.
Thank you. I'm not hungry anymore. She's the one who did this to me. The burning woman who sings with fire. Now, please finish it.
Before I could put another round in him, his head came away from his body.
Agents, are you there? I repeat, are you there?
This is Agent Rosemary Stroud. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Is it done?
It's done.
Splendid. Now clear out and let the scientists take a look, hmm? Gand out.
You didn't have to do that.
Yes, I did. And I'll have to do it again, too. I complain you're too cold, yet I insist you do all the things that need to be done. If I really want to try to change things, I have to get used to... I have to get used to doing what needs to be done.
The Sleep-Wake Cycle is a Maltopia production. Today's episode was written by Mark Anzalone and performed by Kelly Bear and Mark Anzalone. The episode was edited by Walker Kornfeld. Sound production and editing was performed by Stephen Anzalone. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Maltopia. That's M-A-E-L-T-O-P-I-A. And if you'd like to know more about the world of the sleep-wake cycle and contribute to its nightmarish expansion, visit us at www.patreon.com/Maltopia, where you can gain access to all sorts of art, mythology, stories, and more. For more information about the sleep-wake cycle and the larger world of Maltopia, head over to maltopia.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.